1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit, signing what is being called an historic security agreement.
While this does not commit U.S. troops to defend Ukraine, the U.S. is pledging to bolster Ukraine's defenses. It's meant to show Vladimir Putin that America is determined to stand by Ukraine no matter how long it takes. The U.S. is also dramatically increasing sanctions on Russia, and the U.S. is also pushing for a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using profits from frozen Russian assets.
ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. Severe flooding in Florida as extreme rain across much of the southern half of the state continues. Eight former SpaceX employees have sued the company and its CEO Elon Musk, alleging he ordered them fired after complaining about a hostile work environment at the company. The Tesla board will vote today on approving Elon Musk's nearly $45 billion all-stock compensation package approved by the board in 2018. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. First Lady Jill Biden is scheduled to attend a rally in Green Bay today. The visit launches the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign as the Democrats court elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to senior citizens. As the African-American community and allies celebrate Juneteenth, now's the time to change some of the vocabulary in America's language. Robin Scott, Executive Director of We All Rise African-American Resource Center in Green Bay.
Just in light of continuing to add more information, tell stories as they truly should be told, we are encouraging people to refer to those that were held hostage as Black hostages. And that helps American folks today to really understand what was happening.
Green Bay's Juneteenth celebration is this Saturday from 11:30 until 9 p.m. at Joannie's Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Preston likes the new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their mini camp with their final practice. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gets down to the details.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing in his system. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass and everybody has a responsibility in each call or anything. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
NBA Finals, the Celtics win again, this time 106-99 over the Mavericks. Boston up 3-0 in the best of 7. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. Baseball, the Brewers host the Reds tomorrow night. After beating the Blue Jays 5-4, it's their 6th series win in a row at AmFam Field. Willie Adames.
It's great. I mean, obviously, every time we play in front of our crowd, we always feed off from their energy. And, you know, we're doing a tremendous job here at home. Hopefully, we can continue to do that and, you know, sometimes carry that to the road.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast for today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. West winds will approach 30 miles per hour today, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, a low around 59. Friday sunshine, 78. Partly sunny and 76 Saturday.
Currently 69 degrees.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here we go. Mino and the mayor in the morning. Mino and the mayor in the morning. Get up, let's get going. Mino and the mayor in the morning. It's been a minute since I freestyled on a mic. It's the weekend, we gotta get this place hype. My name is Matt Harper, I'm from the west side. I might be biased, but I say that this best
nice.
Side Friday night, this. I'll be out on Broadway. Probably stay at Lenny's Tap just a little too late. Probably play some 80s rock on the jukebox. Maybe dress like Glam Band, that'd be so hot. I'm on the morning show, I got a ways to go. Now it's back to the job site, a few hours more. Blue collar lifestyle, I go full throttle. Bring me on stage, the whole crowd will follow. I put on for my city, build it up big. Title town USA, 4 Super Bowl rings. Not even John Mino can call a game like this. I put Greedy on the map like my name was Jim Schmidt. Yeah.
Is that nice. Guy great?
Isn't yeah.
That awesome?
That's great.
Yeah, he was well, we got so many great guests. He that was, and they you know, like Wayne got up this morning. Those
but
brats,
yeah, we're
and
doing a pretty good job of having personal intro songs. Wayne's
know,
got his own.
No, I know. Yeah.
I mean Todd.
Yep.
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 You get that one for Matt. We got to have one for all of our special regulars.
All right. We'll have to get one for Matt from the
Yes, yeah. Matt's a regular. Well, Matt,
can't wait to hear that.
We were, Johnny and I took a little tour to Oshkosh, went to the Grand, and uh-huh. they are announcing their season yep. next week. And you announced yours last week.
Yep.
And I think, did I read something with the Wideners announcing there? Why do you guys do that
I
this time
so.
Of year?
I think it's just the time where people start selling season tickets and passes and okay. stuff like that. Get them ready for the fall and right. just try to get in front of people as soon as possible.
Well, I'll see you before October, but I'll definitely be yeah. in the theater in October.
Is Deanna yeah. Carter sold out?
No. No.
I want to go see that.
You know what? I think it's tough because it's I picked her up.
I bet you did.
That nice. Sounds bad, right?
Yeah.
No, but I was able to get the show. I think she's going to a couple country festivals.
Okay.
So we were able to do
in
a show
between.
On the Thursday. Yep. And get that. And I think it's tough. Like Green Bay, you guys have talked about it, I'm sure, on the air here, but how much is going on in the summer? There's
yeah.
so much going
there
on
is.
Around here in the summer, more than it ever has been.
And
it's just tough to do shows inside. So.
Yeah. So Super Tramp, right? I told you that.
Yeah.
We're going to that. That's in October. And you talk about competition. I guess it is competition, but we take a lot of pride in all the events that are going mm-hmm. on. I mean, we've, you know, with this
For
thing
sure.
in Oshkosh, where's the guy we had on with the country, took over Country Music Fest? What's his name?
I think it's like 41, X41 or something.
Yeah, he was on here.
Yeah.
That's going to be quite an event, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But I think that's cool is they're selling like 3-day passes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's different.
Yeah, it's filling the void, I think, for Country USA when they went away. So,
yeah.
So hopefully they get a great turnout and everything goes well.
But Deanna Carter was big name, still is
yeah.
a big name. I mean, Strawberry yeah. Wine was mm-hmm. like one of the all-time great songs.
Yeah.
Do you do any outdoors at all, backstage and in the theater?
Not during the summertime too much. No.
Okay. So, well, there's risk with that.
Yeah.
So your lineup that you just announced, people can get their season tickets. I can't ask you what your favorites are, but I think I will. I mean, what do you have all coming up? You have some.
I love
the variety you bring.
Yeah,
I want to say that.
You know, season tickets and I think packages have changed over the years. I think the people nowadays don't make decisions as late, you know, like they used to. They used to, you know, plan their time out. Now they really don't. So. Our season is cut down in two different little smaller seasons, really. It's a country season and it's a classic, you know, sort of rock package type season. So, and we start selling that. We announced it last week. So,
yeah.
Give us some of the key people.
So in the country package, we have three shows. One is the Gatlin Brothers on October 26th.
The actual Gatlin Brothers.
The actual Gatlin Brothers.
Larry Gatlin. And they performed. Now, that's another box of autographs I have. But those guys are great.
Yeah.
No, they are just
They're great, great to work with.
They love their audience.
Yep. Awesome.
They just really relate to them on, I want to say a religious level, but they're just very down-to-earth hometown people.
What you see is what you get with them, and they're just like that in person.
Did you know that Larry Gatlin played in one of the highest-scoring college football games of all time?
I didn't know that.
He was the backup running back for the University of Houston.
Really? He's not that big.
But he's the backup running back for the University of Houston, and I don't know who it is. Todd could look it up, who they played, but they beat somebody like 77-0, and he actually got in the game and got a chance to play. And Larry Gatlin actually played for the University of Houston, one of the highest scoring football games of all time. A little trivia for you.
That's cool. Wow. I you know, and I'm sure you've talked to him a number of times. Yeah. And as
Bring that up to him.
Right.
I will.
He's going to say, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, Johnny's feeding us.
You mean I played in that game?
Yes. That was a different Larry Gatlin. Right. I get that all the time.
Do you see anything in that, Todd? Okay.
Todd will find it. All right.
Second show in our country package is always Loretta. So obviously Loretta Lynn has passed away. But it is her band, her original band.
Oh, cool.
They actually, her family picked the young lady who is playing her part and singing all her parts. So that's on November 8th. And then
I loved Loretta Lynn's comment one time when somebody asked, is it true your husband has, has hit you? She goes, oh, yeah, Booty or whatever his name is. Well, how'd you ever? I just kept hitting him until he decided, you know what? I'm not hitting her anymore. Anyway, she was just like totally, but yep, and I beat the crap out of him.
Huh.
Yes.
And so what were you looking up exactly?
Larry Gatlin, football player, University of Houston.
Yeah.
Played one of the highest scoring games of all time.
Okay. And so you know that. What else do you need to know?
Well, he wants to confirm it.
Well,
who did they play?
I don't know.
No, he's going to look up that.
Yeah,
he's going to confirm your.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Your story.
Yeah. So the last show in our country package is Pure Prairie League and Firefall.
Oh, man. I don't think is Vince Gill going to join in with Pure
Prairie? I don't think so.
I used to love Pure Prairie League.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
Yeah. Larry Gatlin played for Southern. Who was it again?
Houston.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
He never talked about that. You'd think that would be something he'd say on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen him, I don't know, 16 times or something because I think he did 2 8-day deals at the Carlton. Anyway,
you're going to impress him.
You're going to say that.
No, I will.
Creep on him a little bit. There you go.
I just want to say that the gal you're bringing in is Loretta Lynn. Looks just like Loretta. When she
really?
Was
yeah, she does.
Well, they chose her, right?
Yeah, the family chose her.
Right.
Her estate is the one that picked her to play the part with her band. So,
you know what movie I just watched the other night on Netflix is George and Tammy.
Oh, yeah?
About when George Jones and Tammy Wynette hooked up and everything. Pretty good.
You know what movie I watched last night was Under Paris, and it wasn't good. So just,
Under Paris?
Yeah.
Is that the Paris Hilton homemade tape?
It's a shark movie. That was it was so bad.
E12.
So,
all right.
But I don't know. I made it to the end somehow. Anyways.
All right.
Our other package is the classic package, and the first show is Ricky Nelson Remembered.
All right. Ricky Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember him? He was at the Carlton, too.
I remember his sons came around.
Well,
one time
Nelson.
We had him.
That's
yes.
Nelson, the
yes.
80s, the 80s hair band.
Yeah, the real blonde guys.
Right, the blonde guys. So they're super down to earth, but they do a show and they play all their dad's songs.
Yes.
And then they also play their Nelson hits from
the
80s.
That's a cool show.
Yeah.
Because Ricky Nelson had some unbelievable hits.
Yeah.
And what a tragic way to go, plane crash a couple of other people. But he was.
And his sister played a nun in that TV show. Remember that? Oh, what was the name? Remember the TV show, Todd? His sister played a nun.
Wow, I don't remember that.
That's right up with the scoring the most football points. Right.
Right.
It's like, that's great to know because next time she comes in, you just say, hey, your sister
John,
played
John is Trivial Pursuit who you play with.
There you go. There you go.
Right.
Yes.
So, all right.
That's on October 25th, the Ricky Nelson Remember show. There's multimedia. There's videos, I think.
Oh, cool.
To it. The next one is Herman's Hermit starting Peter Nguyen.
Yeah.
So he's
still around?
Yeah, he's still around. And he dances around that stage like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
How old is he?
He's got to be. He's got to be.
That would be.
I remember going to a.
70s?
I remember 70s going
for sure,
to a.
Sure.
This is true. We were going to the planetarium when I was in Cub Scouts. And we're all singing along to Mrs. Brown, You Have a Lovely Daughter. And that had to be about 1967.
That's what I'm saying. Think about that. So if he was 18. 20?
Yes.
I think he's younger than what you think he is. I think he's 72,
That's
no,
it.
He's older than that.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's going to be a fun. You're going to have a good crowd for that. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a little bit older.
He's 76 years old.
76. Wow. That's not bad. No, I said
80.
I thought early 80s.
And you know a fun fact about him? He loves Culver's.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yes. Wow. Yes. When he comes to Wisconsin, he always gets Culver's.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I learned about him last time when we had him.
All right.
Oh, very cool.
Like that. So, Wisconsin.
And then the last show in the classic package is No Can Do. It's a tribute to Hall & Oates.
Oh,
so, you know, those guys don't get around too much. I don't like to do too many tributes where the band is still out there playing.
Yeah.
And those guys really don't get together, obviously, too much because we've had John Oates at the theater by himself in the past. But this is a show. So that's on January 25th of 25.
Wow.
So,
got to check that out because they're actually in a lawsuit. Together because they wanted to not be partners anymore. So there's a
big
they do not like each other.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
You mean Hall and Oates?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know if you knew this, but they didn't like it when people called them Hall and Oates. They were Daryl Hall and John Oates, and they wanted it that way all the time, even on radio stations.
You know, I love it, though. These guys make billions of dollars doing their gig, and it's like, oh, we don't want that.
But their music is so good.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What was your favorite Hall and Oates song?
Oh, Out of Touch.
What about yours?
I don't know.
Don't ask me either.
Right, mine was Married Man. Remember that one?
Yes.
She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly clear that she was his for the night. And he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. And my bark is much worse than my bite. Leave me alone. What?
That you know the words to that. We don't even know the song.
Right. I know the words to all the songs.
Right.
I know a lot of the songs. If I'd hear them, I'm one of those people that is terrible with the names of the songs. Like, oh, I know that song, but I just have to.
And then
the name.
Here it is.
But if John sings it, you still don't recognize it. Now this we can recognize. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Remember that song?
About 1982?
I remember it.
Yeah,
I just couldn't tell you the name.
That's my favorite song from them. Yeah.
So.
Oh, I don't know. That wasn't their most you know popular who I wanna, song. They had a lot of songs.
No, but it was big.
Oh.
You know weren't they big with Top Gun?
Well, that's a great.
Okay, this is it.
Or was it Footloose?
This is it.
There was some other movie where their songs were big with.
Mm-hmm.
I take this over that song you just played.
Really?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Oh. Listen to the pro. This guy's a pro. I'm just
a pro.
You know who I'd like to get together is Huey Lewis, which is sad that his voice is so bad. But I can't find. I'm trying to find a good group that a tribute or something that really does a great job impersonation or a great job of his show. So I just love his music and
I loved. He had that great era. Mm-hmm. Like he was hanging out with the 49ers and him and Joe Montana were doing everything. But then, he just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
His voice. I think he lost. I think he had
hearing issues.
Yes.
And then
really?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
So he doesn't even sing anymore. I mean, I don't think he can, really. So,
unreal. Yeah. He was a good guy, too.
Yeah.
I remember he did a big thing for one of his videos, I Need a New Drug.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the proceeds went to kids with cancer.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that was because I think there was controversy with that song. People, weren't they in the 80s? They thought it was,
promoting drugs.
Right. Yes. But it was about kids who had cancer.
Right.
It's kind of what it was about.
So I was going to ask you what you'd like to see. So you talk about Huey Lewis,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you know everybody? Put a band together, put them on the road, make a little money.
Right?
That's a lot easier said than done, right there. Anyway. Put a band together. Right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's great.
Yeah.
You know what? I wish somebody would come back is Glenn Frey.
Yeah?
I loved Glenn Frey. Everything about Glenn Frey.
I want you to get Bill Burr back.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill
Me
Burr.
Too. Bill Burr will be coming.
If you get Bill Burr. I'm hanging out with Bill Burr.
It was his birthday this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about him. I love Bill Burr.
Yeah.
He was at the Meyer. That's the show that I had to cater to Rodgers a little bit. He came to the show.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. So and then all Rodgers right, came back.
A little bit of a
hold
diva.
That story back right after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply in 6/30, 2024.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So we have got some of the best listeners on the Mino and the Mayor show because Brian from Green Bay texted and he said there's actually a Hall & Oates helpline. So if you need a dose of Hall & Oates,
oh my God.
You can call.
That's
seriously.
That's call that.
1-719-266-2837. I just called it. 1-719-266-2837. And it takes you through. If you'd like to hear Family Man, press 1. If you'd like to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brian, for sending
all right,
that.
Brian. Awesome.
You know, another girl, I don't know if they're still together or if they have, you know, a few, CCR.
That'd be, I'd go see them.
I think they,
a cover
they're
band.
Like, well, I think they might have one original member left still.
Well, Fogarty does some, isn't he going to be in like Milwaukee or someplace?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's tough because a lot of these bands, they have like one or two members left.
Right, but I think it's going to be, in Milwaukee, I think it's going to be Fogarty and George Thorogood.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw George Thorogood at like the Seymour Fair or something one time.
Yeah.
I got this text. Huey Lewis has...
I'm not sure how to say that.
Menary's disease. He has totally lost his hearing in both ears. Yeah. And because of that, cannot sing. There's a really good documentary on him on Paramount. Mm. Well, that's kind of the storyline of...
Ceylon?
No. No.
Ceylon Delon?
No, the movie.
Yeah, her.
The movie. A Star is Born.
I saw her.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Because Bradley Cooper kind of goes deaf, and that's why he can't sing anymore.
Your listeners are great.
Oh, my listeners. Our listeners
are. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Incredible. I don't care what the subject is. Right. Somebody will comment right away, and they'll know.
But just talk about it. That is true, though, Todd, about Ceylon Dion, or whatever her name is.
Ceylon Dion.
Ceylon
Delon.
Who are you talking about?
She lost her voice.
Who did?
And she thinks she's going to get it back. I saw her, and I was like in like the first row.
Who are you talking about?
She sings great music. I don't know.
Oh, Adele.
I like Adele too, but her voice is fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
Nora Jones.
Ceylon Delon.
Celine Dion.
Yes.
It's Celine. That's her name. Yeah. Celine Dion.
Yep.
Yes. That's her name.
That's very good.
Yeah. She's gonna make it someday.
You're a quick learner.
Vegas. Anyway. Yeah. It's too bad when they. Then you got some people on the other hand, Matt. You got to admit they keep their exact voice till the end.
You know who Dennis DeYoung from Styx still
good
can still sing. It's unbelievable.
Boy, and he's still. I mean, people, especially the women. I'll be honest with you, they loved him, didn't they?
Yeah, he can still sing. It's amazing at his age and can keep that going. It's great.
Do you ever sense like we were just talking and Todd was talking about the Hall & Oates thing and whatever, and some of these girls like Simon and Garfunkel, but they still perform together. Have you ever been in those situations where it's a little uncomfortable with group members?
Not particularly like during a show. I know I had Peter and Paul
From Peter, Paul and Mary.
Peter, Paul and Mary. I had an interesting thing that happened.
I told you that.
What happened?
I had to get into this like drum circle almost before they went on stage with them. I was just passing by basically saying, hey, guys, it's time to go on stage, you know, and they were like, hey, come with us. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to go with you. So
like a hug chant
like a huddle. And they started chanting. And I was like, I didn't even know what to do.
Like, I wouldn't be good with that.
Right. So it was just sort of weird. I went along with it and just was like, it was done. And I'm like, okay, good. All right, let's get on stage.
This is
go.
Matt Gable from Meyer Theater. Talk about their great upcoming events.
Had you, has someone been on there that just, the magic was just there, they connected, and they kind of didn't end when you wanted them to end, and they kept going?
Because I can tell you, one of my most surprising and best shows that I ever watched that was Grace Potter. I don't know if you guys know who Grace Potter is, but she actually opened up for Taj Mahal.
We
have Taj Mahal, and this was when she blew Taj Mahal away.
Really?
Yeah, that's
and
great when
it
they
was,
do that.
And it was, she was something. She was unbelievable on the piano and singing and just her stage presence. And it was just, it was great. I don't see her doing too much stuff as much anymore. I think she had a family and went that direction a little bit. And she's still in music, obviously. But She doesn't tour as much as she used to, but she was great.
Do you ever look back at some of those people, and we're talking about Bill Burr,
yep.
or these people that, you know, when they come through, sometimes they still haven't, you know, made it to the ultimate, which they're achieving. Do you ever sit back and say, okay, we hope he had such a great time here that he will, even though he's got a lot of options, he'd want to come back to Green Bay and do something? Do you ever have those types of thoughts?
I have them all the time, but a lot of times it's out of my control. It's about money. It's about a bigger venue. You know, we're either usually we get at the Meyer, we have 1,000 seats. We get people on their way up, or we get people sort of on, I don't want to say on their way
but
down.
Their second but life
the,
almost.
Yes, the second part of their career.
Yes.
Because on of the 1,000 seats, we're limited, right? Yeah. I mean, we can only do so much. And
that's got to kind of make you a little bit, you know, I get that you think about it every day, and I would too, but who was the other comedian from Northern Illinois? He was at your place. You had drinks with him at the St. Brendan's.
John Mulaney.
Yeah, John Mulaney.
Oh!
And that must, you know, so you get people like Bill Burr, John Mulaney that really kind of shot up.
Yeah.
And then you call them to come back, and doesn't that kind of make you mad that
that's
they're at
I'm
market
that's
rate
exactly
price?
What I mean.
Like, I would be.
I mean, it's disappointing. You know, there's some that you can try to foster and have a few times. Like, we were able to have Little Big Town like 3 times before they were blown out of our building.
Right.
But there's some people that I have that I've actually been able to become friends with because I've done them so many times.
Right.
Like the Meyer was Phil Vassar. And he's never gotten past, like, at Summerfest, he'll play and he'll have 5,000 people out there. But when it comes to, you know, just a hard ticket show, he's right around that 1,000 to 1,500 tickets and just has never. And he's written so many songs for people and so many great songs of his own. You know, he just hasn't gotten past that size of venue. And it's, you know.
Now, Jim, wait a minute. CCR Revisited, tribute band, former CCR bass player and drummer part of the group. Fogarty has his 2 sons touring with him. Milwaukee, August 2nd, with George Thorogood. I am going, according to this text. I might join you. Got another one here. You should, Mino, you should get your trail pass and ride your bike out to Ledgestone Winery tonight. Armchair Boogie plays at 7:15.
Have you been out there, Matt?
Yeah, I've been out there.
That place is happening.
It is, and it's, you know what, again, go back to the comment that I made earlier. There's so much going on. They're doing shows. I saw Stadium Views having all these bands. You know, and it's tough. It's just tough out, you know, in the summertime here.
It is. And, but the venue, you've got probably the best venue. I think you do.
Sure. I mean, I'm biased, obviously. But I mean, I think it's a great venue.
It is.
I'm very blessed that I've been able to work there and do the job I've been doing for 20 years.
But there are options.
So.
There's no doubt about it. And they promote it a lot more, too, with Facebook or there's always stuff popping up. But I do like some of these other places. Love yours, but you're right. There's just a lot of cool things. And the Packers, I mean,
Packers are doing
too.
Events now, and they're
doing free
concerts out there. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean,
a lot of competition out in
front of the Rush Center. We did concerts. I don't know if we're doing too many or any this year as much. I mean, just because there is so much competition, you know, other things going on in the community, fairs, festivals too.
Right.
So just a lot going on,
which is great.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
great.
It's well for our community,
it's great.
Right? And do people have the money to support it?
For sure.
And, you never hear of anything really bad happening at these things. They're really pretty focused on the family and professionals. So I love it. I just think there's so many cool things.
Do you have any other Gen Ross coming in you want to talk about?
You know, we always have, like, we have next week, we have a 60s Mania show, which is just a group that plays all 60s music, and they're great. They're from Las Vegas. And then Dina Carter. Obviously,
yes, I really want to see her.
June 27th. Coming. And then we have the National Jugglers Convention. International Jugglers Convention coming to Green Bay, but they're also doing all their shows at night over, I think it's July 9th through like the 13th.
Okay, I saw one thing that they're having at the Grand in Oshkosh that I want to know if you guys are going to book, I'm coming to. So I'd bring my granddaughters. It's the thing with these dogs that do tricks and
you know,
jump around.
We've had them. Like,
have you?
In my time at the Meyer, we've had them.
Oh, that looks so cool.
Yeah.
And then don't forget about who I'm coming to see.
Yeah, for sure. Who's
no that? Problem. No, you haven't mentioned them yet.
Who is it?
Who?
Supertramp.
All right.
October.
Matt, thank you so very much for being here, Matt.
Yeah,
Gable Meyer there. Keep it rocking, buddy. You got a great thing going.
Thanks for
what you're
doing
for
the community, man.
Yeah,
have fun at the
me.
State championship baseball game.
Oh, I will. For sure. Go
to Redbirds.
Go Redbirds.
Absolutely. Mine and the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says local governments cannot use vehicles to collect early ballots like the ones that were used in Racine 2 years ago. Justices also ruled yesterday that local clerks can set up temporary polling places during early voting, but the locations can't favor Democrats or Republicans. Electric ambulances could be the next zero-emission vehicles. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure is not where it needs to be yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two children were killed in an ATV and car crash in Winnebago County Tuesday afternoon. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials said in a press release that both of the ATV occupants were killed. One died at the scene. The second later died from injuries at the hospital. The accident happened on Bonnyview Road near Highway 44 in the town of Utica. The ATV occupants who died are identified as 11-year-old Mesa Freidenhagen of Oshkosh and 7-year-old Kennedy Harris of Oshkosh. Green Bay voters will have two new places to cast absentee and early ballots this year. The City Council voted to approve a resolution creating voting sites at Johnsonville Tailgate Village at Lambeau Field and at St. Bernard Church. The sites will cost about $23,000 for the city, but funding is covered in the city's budget. The sites will be open August 7th through 9th before the primary election and October 29th through November 1st for the general election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there's an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There is an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast for today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. West winds will approach 30 miles per hour today, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, a low around 59. Friday sunshine, 78. Partly sunny and 76 Saturday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows, say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
All this week from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about the January 6th riot and the work he's been doing for the Biden campaign.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you much. Yes. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. We have had such a fun morning today, starting off with Big Wayne telling us about how women are getting so involved in the bee industry. It could revolutionize the entire and beekeeping world.
Because of that, it's making the industry better.
Yes. Also, Lynn and John Mako talking about a great store they've got going here. Yep.
That's gonna
be town. Vanessa Moran, she's always spectacular, talking about feeding the starving children. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about somebody passionate whose heart is right with it. Crazy. And I mean, not crazy. I mean, crazy.
High energy.
Impressive. Nick, cheese curd Nick, who was roped in, was ambushed by us. No better word for it than ambushed. Mm-hmm. To try to get into his proceeds to help the children.
Right. And he brought in cheese curds and brats. And phenomenal. Which is very cool.
I never thought I'd like a pineapple. What was it? Pineapple.
And
pineapple teriyaki.
Pineapple teriyaki.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that went down well. Curtis inhaled it. Then Matt Gable, of course, riding right down the road here at the Meyer Theater. But we've saved the best for last.
We have.
We saved the best for last. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it, so we're going to Pat Tracy in Oshkosh.
Very nice, Johnny. We love Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hey. We were in Oshkosh with Pat Tracy, who is, what's the guy's name who does Wisconsin?
John McGivern.
Yeah, he is the John McGivern of Oshkosh. I was surprised he gave you your own car that says, you know, Discover Oshkosh or whatever it says on
that. He kind of went up to us on
He did on the car.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We roll strong in Oshkosh, fellas.
You guys, I can't say enough. And first of all, thank you for the tour. And, you know, we've been to Oshkosh, but you took us behind the scenes on some things, but we started off on the right foot at that.
Artie and Ed's.
I haven't had a pizza burger in years. And,
Coconut Explosion ice cream.
You know? Yes. That place was awesome. But
that was the perfect day for Artie and Ed's, wasn't it?
Oh, wasn't it? Man. And those girls on the roller skates were so nice.
Yeah. But then we went downtown, and I know you said it's been 20 years in the making, but you've got a beautiful downtown.
Vibrant.
I mean, it's so clean, and the sidewalks are wide, and the restaurants and the coffee shops are. It's just, I think you got a lot to look forward to in Oshkosh.
That's why I love Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Although Jim being Jim, you know what he noticed first? How nice and wide your sidewalks were.
Yeah.
I did. I know most people, but you've been an administrator and an urban planner and everything like that.
I did. I thought it was very walkable.
Yes.
And I liked the narrow streets, so the cars weren't speeding.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, 15 years ago, there was a huge debate about the width of the sidewalk because we were kind of squeezing the lanes together.
Right. You were taking streets.
And the wide sidewalk people won, and look how amazing it looks now.
Right.
It's like walking on a boulevard.
It is. And the narrower streets slow the traffic down and make it just more pedestrian friendly.
Thanks for letting me show you my Oshkosh.
Right.
That's why my nickname is the tour guide you didn't know you needed.
Mm.
Right, guys? Because you saw stuff that you would not see on your own.
Absolutely. Right. You notice one of the cool things that people would have to know is there to see it is that back alley. It's almost like being in Brooklyn or something, and you took these back.
Baltimore, yeah.
Baltimore, right. One of those places, and turned this back alley into this art gallery.
Yes.
And I want you to talk about, I just want to pick up on that. The mayor's conferences, we every year we go someplace different. And we went to Baltimore, and Baltimore's got a lot of cool stuff, right? I mean, the whole flag, and she took us to exactly what you have in Oshkosh, a back alley that had dumpsters in it one time and was a little bit of crime too. And they turned that into what you did in Oshkosh. So you taught Baltimore something.
And now it's so cool that when John Mino walks in there, he says, I want to live right up there.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. And I told you why though, because it reminded me out of that scene from Breakfast at Tiffany's where it starts out. And Audrey Hepburn is sitting out on her fire escape right outside of her window. And that's what that was. I want to be there. So I want to be able to come out on the fire escape and sit there on like a Sunday morning and sing Moon River.
Okay. All right. What else you got, Pat?
Wider than a mile.
Okay.
I'm crossing you. That's what I wanted.
Is that Andy Williams?
Well, Andy Williams. But in the movie, Audrey Hepburn did it. Start of the movie. Breakfast at Tiffany's, one of the all-time great movies.
Yes.
You never saw Breakfast at Tiffany's.
But I will tell you this.
God, it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
I had Breakfast at Tiffany's.
The actual Tiffany's?
Yeah, the actual Tiffany's.
Oh, okay.
The
very nice. There. All right.
Mayor's conference.
So anyway, but it's very cool.
So Pat, and then you kind of showed us it wasn't taking place, but the whole farmer's market just very walkable, clean trees, just everything. It had a very good vibe.
Can I give people a hint of what not to do at a farmer's market that I did last night?
Ooh, yes.
Okay, trip people.
This true story, honestly, and I thought I got to tell these guys about this. It's an uncomfortable thing. Don't wear biker shorts.
I knew it.
And jeans.
I knew it.
On a hot, sweaty night walking down the streets.
Told you.
I'm constantly hitching those things up. I was actually looking gangsta at times. And I had to put down my cheese curds and hook them up in front of people and try to suck in and do whatever and walk. But you're right, Todd. Don't wear biker shorts on a hot day with heavy jeans.
Why would you wear them? Nobody would ever do that.
I told you I'm getting used to them because I'm a cyclist and I'm training for a competition.
He bought a bike yesterday. He went like 3 miles.
And got a ticket. So he didn't have a pass.
He illegally went on the trail, which is a huge, huge sign. It's been in the media for a while since we dedicated that trail 20 years ago that you have to get a bike pass.
But I thought it also said except for Mino.
Yes, that's that. I bet you did think that. Anyway,
when he gets pulled over, he says, "Do you know who I am?"
I tried that with the young lady that was giving her the ticket.
This is kind of a good story because he did kind of do that. He played the Mino card and M-A-I-N-O, and you know,
pronounced Mino.
Mino.
And I go, "Where do you go to school?" And she's Northern Michigan. I said, "Oh, that's my hometown." Yeah. How do you like? Hey, do you go to the Casa Calabre? Oh, I like that, but I like so-and-so better. Oh, what about the 906? Oh, my God, yeah.
Do you know so-and-so?
My nephews run that. Oh, my God, I took my parents there, yeah. Right. She goes, and here's your citation.
That's great. She's writing down. He thinks she's taking notes. And
I have never been more, shot down by a young lady, humiliated. The only time that was worse than that was when I went to buy a bottle of wine at the Shell gas station in Ledgeview on a Sunday morning.
Great place to buy wine. In Sunday morning.
Well, it's because the Packer game was on. We're having, stuffed shells.
All right, I'll give you that.
And the girl says, where's your ID? I said, okay, right. She says, no, I'm serious. Company policy, we have to see everybody's ID. I said, I don't have my wallet. I walked here. I'm with it. I live right up there. I got $10. And the bottle was like $4.99 or something like that. So she said, I can't sell it to you. I'm like, oh, my God. So I have to leave.
Wow.
Go back later that day. Okay. That girl wasn't working, different girl working. Bring up my same bottle of $4.99 wine, okay? And the girl says, okay, $5. I said, aren't you forgetting something? She goes, what's that? I said, aren't you going to ask me for ID? I said, I was here earlier and the girl wouldn't sell it to me because I didn't have ID. She says, well, it is station policy or company policy, but the way I look at it, if somebody has a lot of gray hair and looks older than my dad, I let it slide. Yeah, and there were about four people in line behind me whose shoulders were going up and down because they were laughing so hard with their heads.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, we got to talk about the text. The Roxy Supper Club.
What about it?
The Roxy Supper Club.
The Roxy Supper Club in Oshkosh. Great perch and old fashions. Okay. Oh, my God.
Are they texting in right now? I can't see it.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Pat.
Hey, Roxy. Fantastic. I feel like it leans towards German cuisine, right? Because you can get your Wiener Schnitzel and all that stuff in there. It's literally, so where we were and had our pictures with the Oshkosh mural, the Welcome to Oshkosh mural, that is on the wall of the Roxy.
All right,
nice.
Dining restaurant.
The picture of us giving the heart, we love Oshkosh thing?
Yes.
The Taylor Swift look? Okay.
The we Roxy look like Swifties. when I looked at that picture later, I was like, this is so embarrassing. Yeah. Why did Todd and Amanda let us even do this?
Right. Yeah, well, we have a lot of those pictures.
Mine on America, those things happen.
We've said that many, many times.
A lot of people have.
So you got the farmer's market this weekend. Is there something going on at the Grand, which is a beautiful theater?
Yeah, it's ABBA Fab at the Grand.
Oh, really? ABBA?
This Saturday. The stunning tribute to the music of ABBA. And you are up close.
Do I lose my man card that I used to love ABBA?
ABBA's great. What was the play that was at Fox Cities?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. That is, how can you not like ABBA?
I can like ABBA, but hate Mamma Mia.
Well, you can still keep
that
your
movie.
Man cards on.
What's that?
You can keep your man card. It's
Thank
okay.
You.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's great.
Guys, we have a weekend like you can't even believe.
Hang on. Would you hang on just 1 second, Pat? I just have to, and Todd, please verify this. If you ever make that move again, Jim, I quit this show. Did you see what he did?
I did not. With
ABBA? Do that one more time, Jim. Just do what you did. He said, I love ABBA.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I did.
Oh, you did.
It's on film.
All right. Please.
Do we have a reply?
We've got Pat Tracy on the line here. Pat, all right, so tell us what's going on. Besides ABBA, and I'm going to try and get down there. I love them.
You know what? So we were standing across from the First National Bank building where they filmed the Johnny Depp movie.
Yes.
Right? That now on Thursday nights is open for happy hour in their 1927 bank vault speakeasy bar.
Really? I like that.
Now that's unique.
It's Thursday. And at 4:30, if you go down there, it's 2-for-1 drinks, guys.
Okay, that's worth the road trip.
Amazing old fashioned. Andy there makes this old fashioned that I literally dream about those old fashions.
You might need help, but go ahead. All right, go ahead.
I don't listen dream about old fashions.
We saunter a couple blocks over to the Leach Amphitheater, and it's opening night for Waterfest. It's Hairball.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
That's cool.
And just in case there's a teacher in Northeast Wisconsin who doesn't know that first night of Waterfest, teachers are free. Mm. Let me just say it. Teachers are free tonight at Waterfest.
Can I just say one suggestion? I would bring one of those little kind of like beach chair type things or something. It gets a little long standing on there. And if you can bring in your own chairs, right, Pat?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Or you can stand up front in the mosh pit with me and rock all night.
Right. Yeah. I always prefer it on the hillside, to be honest with you.
Me and Jim will be down in the very front row rocking.
And I get in free. What do you ask for a credential? I'm a teacher. I teach at our local.
Oh, my God.
What's your credential?
Your teacher ID card.
I do. I have my little badge that I wear. I do. I walk around.
Just use your teacher voice.
You would love that.
Just say, hey, when you go up and say, I'm a teacher, can I get in free? Show me your teacher voice.
All right. Oh, yeah. Teacher voice? Yeah.
Yeah. Show me the teacher voice.
Can't swear.
Come on. Let me hear it.
No. I was very chill, John. All right. Big words.
Guys, and then I'll stop. The big event this weekend is our biggest walleye tournament in the country. Oh. It's the Battle on Bago, sponsored by the Otter Street Fishing Club, right on Lake Winnebago.
That has always been huge. That is legendary.
And
it's legendary. And so what's cool is that Menominee Park, the drive through the park has been closed because of the Menominee Indian archaeological dig. But I was driving my bike through there and they are laying down some fresh, beautiful steaming asphalt. And we are going to be opening up that road this weekend, I think. Please, everyone, don't yell at me. But what that means is we can get more people driving through beautiful Menominee Park. And the Battle on Bago people love to see you because they have tents and food and drink and merch.
Did they find anything cool in the dig?
I don't know yet. It's been kind of a secret.
Yeah, kind of kept it under wrap.
You know what, though? I'd love to be part of a dig.
So I got a guy. I'm going to call him.
Thank you, Pat.
So where is the weigh-in? Where do they come back? Is that's the park you're talking about?
Yeah, it's right in Menominee Park. It's literally right off Irving Street. So if you come in on Irving, that's kind of the main east-west street that drops you off right at the park. And the weigh-in.
Those are fun.
Thing. Oh, it's so fun.
Those are a lot of fun. Yeah,
yeah, but that's a huge tournament. People from all over the country go to that. It's huge. It's the big timers in the country have that one X'd on their calendar.
I just like to drive through the parking lot on my bike and look at all the rigs.
Yeah,
the cars.
Yeah,
the Ford, Ford 450s.
Right, with the boat. Yeah. Talk about an understanding wife.
Hey, another thing that we really enjoy.
We love Dawn.
$200,000. Another thing we really enjoyed in Oshkosh was that coffee shop we went to.
Boy, that's nice.
Elsewhere. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. I'd been there before, but I just looking at it, going with you, is you take a little bit different look. You look at a little bit more of the history, the detail of it. And again, I think the common thread in Oshkosh is the customer service. Those ladies were really a lot of fun. That was just great, right?
Yeah. And we had a great time with you, Pat, and truly appreciate you being such a... in the market. Can't even get started about the market. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, Amy Albright from Discover Oshkosh picked up the tab at Artie and Ed. So big thanks to Amy and Discover Oshkosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had known that, I would have bought more coconut ice cream.
Yeah, I would have had a triple scoop.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, you are the best. Your entire gang down there, thank you for your hospitality. We are coming back.
Happy Father's Day, Pat.
Absolutely.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
All right. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Getting ready to wrap it up on a Thursday after having some just phenomenal guests. Pat Tracy, man, he's the best. What a great spokesperson you have down in Oshkosh. Some of the things we didn't talk about today, it's Weed Your Garden Day. You seem like the kind of guy who would weed a garden.
What?
Well, you just seem that way.
We have a garden that gets weeded.
Okay. Softball Day, National Softball Day. Were you a softball player?
No.
No? All right. It's Axe Throwing Day. We've got to go to one of those places where you can throw an axe, Todd.
They serve alcohol there, John.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
How about if we do our own thing here and we use my bayonet collection?
For those of you, he does have, you do have quite a bayonet collection.
If somebody breaks in here and
they aren't going anywhere.
I'm going to yell out, broken arrow. Everybody run into their room where I have my bayonet collection and grab one.
I like that we have code words.
Yes. Yes.
Broken arrow. It's National Sewing Machine Day. I tried using a sewing machine when I was young. To sew my my Letterman's things on, but I wasn't very good at it, so I had to do it by hand. Yeah. Birthdays: Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, 38. That doesn't make you feel too old, does it?
Look at them.
Yeah, unbelievable. Ally Sheedy, 62. She was such a big name with the Brat Pack of the 80s.
Yep.
I mean, huge. Whatever happened to her, Todd?
She might be doing a little bit of acting here and there, but I think a lot of those people kind of got pigeonholed into.
But I mean, you got Demi Moore who made it huge.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Emilio Estefan that made it huge.
They having a big reunion. That Brat Pack's getting a lot of ink lately.
Maybe.
Are they? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. There's something going on with that group. Okay. And they don't, but they kind of really don't know who's in and who's not. It really,
I mean, well, I guess some of those people didn't really get along and they weren't like,
so it's not like the Rat Pack where it was so identical
with
everybody. But anyway, okay.
Right.
You're right. St. Elmo's Fire co-stars getting back together.
Oh.
That just came out 2 days ago. Look at him.
I know.
Staying on top of the entertainment world.
Totally, yeah.
And now the entertainment
report. Right. What else do you want to know? I don't know the next, well, I know one of these.
Hannah Storm is 62.
Don't know her.
Hannah Storm?
Do you not know her? She was this big sports caster. You did the morning show on CBS for a while?
Yeah. No.
No.
What?
No. Okay. All right then. Richard Thomas. Oh, Tim Allen is 71. Do you find him funny?
I don't know. I just
like kind of, but not like something.
His skybox. He's huge. He lives in Detroit. Huge Lions fan.
Yeah.
And
He's a huge. Like he does commercials for the UP. Loves
that's
the UP.
Right.
And he's got that great voice.
Pure Michigan stuff,
pure
right?
Michigan, yeah.
I was
the snow is falling as you're laying in the cabin with the fire warming your feet.
Okay.
You look outside. There's a deer and rabbits and a bear and a raccoon.
What's the advertising?
You? Oh, you're in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Yeah, pure paradise.
Sounds like... pure hell. Mm-hmm. Tim Allen, I went to...
what did he say?
He said pure hell.
Yeah, I just...
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
I just want to tell you. Oh my God! Why would you say that about the UP?
Because I don't like bears and I don't like cold, and that sounds putting me to sleep. I was going to tell you about Tim Allen's story real quick. So he's got a box.
You're not staying at my cabin in the UP when I get it.
You're right. He's got a box.
You're not using my sauna.
You're right again. He's got a skybox for the Lions game, and the mayor's box is right next to his. So after the game, I told you this story one time, and he was out there yelling at his kid for something, and introduced my kids to him, and he was super nice.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Yes, so
we're going to have Tim Allen on the show. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I just met him very briefly. Tim?
Anybody
name drop
from now on.
Yes, you're on the hook.
Okay. Yep.
You're on the hook. Jerry Jones.
I know you told me that yesterday. That's going to be harder than you think. I got to call the mayor. I got to call.
It's time to put some work in.
I have to call the mayor, and he's... Todd and I work week.
We're saving you for the real big timers. Okay. Here's the three that we're putting on your docket. No, four that we're putting on your docket. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Donald Driver.
Yeah.
Todd?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones.
That's going to be tough. I'm not committing to him.
The mayor of Detroit. The mayor of Kansas City.
Well, the mayor. The mayor of Kansas City.
Because the draft was there last year, the year before.
No, he was not the mayor when I was the mayor.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know about that one. I don't know him. I've never met him. I don't even know his name. I know the mayor before him.
But don't you guys have kind of a mayoral fraternity?
We do with our class.
But can't you just reach out to the current mayor and say, hey, I was the mayor of Green Bay when we won the Super Bowl. We've got the draft coming.
Yeah, say,
wonder if you could come on our radio show and talk about it.
He'd say, man, you know, why don't you talk to...
All right, then I'll do it. I'll get him on. How much run bet? I'll get him on.
Okay. I don't want to bet.
All right. You shouldn't. Because you would lose. Are we correct, Todd?
There's a good bet.
Absolutely.
Okay, but you've met a lot of famous people.
So who do you want me to get on? I'll get him on.
Who's this guy?
Is that Richard Thomas?
It is.
He had some work done.
You think so?
His eyes, no question. 373 and look that way. Yeah, he's had some work done. No, nothing against it. I'd get work
done
if I could. That's John Boy.
Oh, wow. He's had some work done. He looks like he's 30.
He actually was a good actor in some other things. They did a remake of Red Badge of Courage.
Yeah.
He was fantastic in that. Yeah.
Again, kind of pigeonholed because of his character.
He was always John Boy.
Yep.
And you know what? I wish there wasn't that character because I got called John Boy for the rest of my life.
Did you really?
Absolutely. Yes. Except for Georgie Pekkarainen, who owned the gas station in our neighborhood.
Of course, yeah.
He called, he was right from Finland. I was Jussi Boyka. Jussi Boyka. Yes. All right. God bless the old Finns. Loved them. Yes. All right. Well, look at the time. Todd, what do we got going on tomorrow?
Oh, let me pull it up here real quick.
Got a
tomorrow
lot of stuff.
On the show, Mark Houston's in from Bell and Sports Magazine. We'll have our final update from Peter and Tracy Flukey on the road to New York.
That's right. They're just about there.
In New York. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Tim Cody's on from the Fox Valley
Veterans.
Tim is
great.
Yep. And then a very special live from the City Deck Landing Studios. We're merging two things together.
Yes.
The love of live music and our devotion to veterans and what they do. Singer-songwriter AJ Crossan will perform, and he's been working with that group, Operation Song, writing music for veterans.
Right, specifically to a specific veteran.
Right, from Nashville.
It's fantastic.
Because yeah,
Dennis
cool
was even asking me a little bit about that before their show downtown last night. And I said, Dennis, I'm handing this to you. You're a veteran. Your stepdad that you had so much respect for, who was a Vietnam vet who died this past year. I said, you could have songs written about him with these guys. He said, I can't wait. So veteran performer to veteran performer and both big veteran advocates. I can't wait for that.
No.
We're just going to sit back, Jim, and just let them do their thing. All right?
And we'll talk a little bit about Father's Day events.
Oh, Father's Day events.
Best Father's Day gift.
But and the event I'm doing on
Saturday. You and Jarts.
Doing it on Saturday. Me and Bill Jarts and a whole bunch of other guys. Cottage Court Village fundraiser for our veterans. That's taking place in Alloway. We'll have lots more information on that for you tomorrow. But myself, Jarts, Mickey Grosso, and the Packerettes will be joining us. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for being here. It's been a fun day.
Yeah, that's great.
Hope it was for you. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be taking over the mic He's covering day 9 of Joe Biden's top 100 topic, school vouchers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.